Dreamscape presents Marvel's The X-Men, Watchers on the Walls, by Christopher L. Bennett, narrated by Frankie Corzo. 1. Exordium. So when do we get to meet the X-Men? Forget that. When do we get to try out for the X-Men? Humph. Why do they call them X-Men when half of them are women? What is this, 1963? John Chang let the other students' voices wash over him as he followed them inside the stately mansion that housed the Xavier Institute of Higher Learning. He found their prattle to be pointless, just a release of nervous energy. By now, they all knew the basics. Like him, they had all been sought out by Professor Charles Xavier, or one of his grown former students, who had invited them to enroll in the Institute, where they could be schooled in a nurturing environment that would help them learn to accept and master their special gifts, etc., etc. By now, they had also been made aware that the school was the home base for the mutant superhero team known as the X-Men, and that they should therefore not be surprised if, occasionally, a high-powered jet plane emerged from the swimming pool, or a horde of alien bounty hunters descended upon the Westchester campus. That last had not been in the formal introduction, but rumors abounded. But this was the start of the new semester, the first time all these teenaged mutants had come together to drink in the reality of it all and compare notes. John supposed he could forgive them for their excitement. He felt a similar anticipation of his own, but he preferred to keep quiet about his. After a lifetime of standing apart, his difference making him a target of scorn and persecution, it was refreshing to be able to go unnoticed in a crowd. However, as the students mingled, filing into the large parlor in the north wing to await their instructors, John noticed that the universal tendency toward segregation was playing out even here. The kids who had cool powers were showing off to one another, evoking oohs or laughter as they levitated or wove electricity between their fingers or chameleon blended with a wallpaper. The rest, those whose mutations only made them look strange or served as handicaps, ended up marginalized, grouping together by default in the corner. John fell into that category himself. He had no gifts beyond the human norm. If anything, his eyesight was rather poorer and his strength below average. He was simply small and pale with four-fingered hands, beady eyes, no nose, and four pairs of canine teeth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?